From the verb innovare, which means simply to innovate, to reform, or to change. But what is innovation? It's often tough to define, but we know it when we see it. It's a new idea, creative thoughts, new imaginations, methods, theories, it's bettering ourselves. But we take these actions often out of necessity. So what if we could harness the scrapper mentality, the hustler, the actions of those who are just trying to survive, and put it into everyday use? This is my passion project. I've attended some of the world's largest innovation conferences, developed the latest and greatest technology, and produced change within organizations who were built on and preach tradition. Now I'm here to help entrepreneurs and everyday individuals make small changes and establish a new normal through new methods, ideas, and standards to change your life forever. I'm Roy Edwards, and welcome to the Innovare Project.
I welcome you to Innovare. Yeah, this is where we innovate. This is the podcast where changes are made. If you're not growing, then you're dying. Innovation is the key to surviving. This is Innovare, where we ain't scared to make that change and create a new way, If you're ready to learn and sit back and just chill, it's about to get real. This is Innovare.
What's up, guys, and welcome in to another episode of the Innovare podcast. I'm your host, Roy Edwards, and this is my passion project. This is the podcast that helps you innovate, change, and increase your mindset towards productivity and success. If this is your first time here, well, welcome. We believe in the law of reciprocity here. That means you have to like, subscribe, and send this bad boy out. Go share it with somebody. If somebody shared this with you, you got some homework to do, man. Go share it out with two new people. And if you're returning, welcome back. Welcome back to the family. And if you haven't subscribed and ranked, I don't know what the hell you're waiting for, but go do that, man. So this week, we're going to get into something called stories. So on the last episode, I talked about crushing your goals and how to guarantee that you do this through sprints, right? So we tackled epics, we've tackled sprints. Now we're just breaking this whole thing down and we're getting into stories this week as we tell the short stories of our lives. Edgar Allan Poe is brilliant at this. He told short stories that made up a much larger universe, the Poe universe, right? It's the all of his stories that he tells, they make up this grand, you know, I'll call them epics because it fits my vocabulary that I'm trying to push here. But, you know, he fits this greater narrative of all of the stories that he tells. And you could even bring them in, right? You could bring pieces of other stories into your next story. Edgar Allan Poe was a master at this. And if you don't know who he is, go check out The Raven. Pretty awesome. Which is why the Baltimore Ravens are called the Ravens, by the way. I digress, but Edgar Allan Poe is from Baltimore. Baltimore Ravens. You get it? So, stories. That's what we're getting into today. We're going to channel our inner Edgar Allan Poes, and we're going to write our own short stories. Not in a sense of breaking out a pen and pencil to become authors, but writing short stories that will make up our epics, our goals. What short stories are we going to attack over those next sprint, those 2 to 3 week periods? Again, guys, if you haven't listened to Epics and you haven't listened to Sprints, those two podcasts, I believe Sprint is episode 208. Epics, I'm not entirely certain. I think it's 201. Either way, go back and listen to them. You can keep listening to this. You don't necessarily have to listen to those first, but it will help. And I do suggest that you go and listen back because we're doing a series here. Epics, Sprints, Stories. Bricks, scoring, backlog. Those are the next set of series episodes here on all about how to attack your goals this year. So, stories. That's what we're talking about today. So let's get started. So in the last episode, I went over epics and what an epic is, how you can attack them, how you can form them, and the importance that they hold in getting things done for the year, right? I told you to stop calling your lofty goals resolutions and start calling them epics because this is this epic journey that you're about to embark on. Now, if you haven't listened to that episode yet, go back and listen to it. because we're going to play off of those here in what are called stories. And so every great epic, even the ones told, you know, the Odyssey and so on and so forth, they have short stories in them, right? They have stories that make up the epic. And so that is what stories are. These are small, short things that we need to get accomplished that make up our epics, right? Stories are short stories, quite literally short stories that make up your epic journey. They are the things you wish to accomplish that don't necessarily need to be daily tasks or actions, although some of these will be daily tasks and actions. But in business, these could be prepping for meetings, end of quarters, actions that need to be taken towards developing an application, like building out a user navigation, UX, UI, so on and so forth. And then outside of business in your personal life, this could be something you wish to hit in a 2 to 3 week period that I'll break down here in a second. Like, for instance, I gave my wife a Peloton bike for Christmas. So, yes, I know. Husband of the year. Thank you for noticing. Appreciate that. The bike tracks your progress, your ride totals, distance total, challenges. There's a whole lot of other things that I haven't completely figured out yet. But the bike is constantly gathering data about your ride. It has a video camera for some reason. If anyone knows why it has that video camera, let me know, because I still haven't figured that out. It's a little odd, I guess, but I digress. And then as you're a rider on this, and as you ride more, it pulls in more information. You compete against others and you can compete against yourself, right? So constantly tracking things. And so in taking this data, you could say, I want to increase my average ride distance to 10 miles this sprint, right? I want to average every ride is 10 miles, right? So that's a great story towards your epic goal of a healthier and more active lifestyle. So epic, I want to be healthier and live a more active lifestyle this year. Sprint, short story. Within that sprint, you're going to say, I want to average 10 miles a ride this sprint. Cool. It's small. It's a short story that tells the greater epic journey for the year. And it's something you can take immediate action on. And if you don't hit it, you still haven't missed your epic journey of a healthier lifestyle. In fact, you're still living up to it. You just didn't hit that 10-mile goal. You're still being active, though. Maybe you hit 8. Maybe you hit 9. And so in a business, I'm going to use some buzzwords here, so bear with me. A sprint in your story should come with a consultation with a customer or a product owner. Sometimes these are referred to as business owners, to make sure that they're on the same page as to what it is you're trying to accomplish, right? Communication here is king. You want to keep your business owners, your product owners constantly in the loop. And then the team divides up the work to be done into functional increments, which we call those stories. And so what does that mean? Well, if your client and customer comes to you and they say, I want the application, or I want the product to be X, Y, and Z, or have this sort of functionality, you take those functionalities, break them down into stories, and then never assign them. You divide up the work as to whose strengths are what. I also want to add one other very important thing to this. In business, stories are never pushed into a sprint. They are pulled. So we're already doing this in our personal lives. In our personal lives, no one would ever force us. They say, you know, Roy, you have to do 10 miles every ride this sprint. Nobody's forcing us to do that. So in business, it shouldn't be this way either. Now, the asks of the client are still the same, so we are still going to get to that end goal. But it's very important that things are never pushed into a sprint. They're pulled. And so what do I mean by that? So it's not up to the client or the product owner as to what exactly goes into a sprint. Sure, you know, the product owner defines the requirements, says what they want to see out of the end product, and maybe they have specific deadlines, but it's up to the team to decide what goes into the 2 to 3 week period of production time. This doesn't mean that you get to ignore the client's wishes. This simply means that you're in charge of balancing the work and hitting your production goals. And this action of pulling them into your sprint instead of pushing places the accountability squarely on you and no one else. See, the key here is that each user story is expected to produce a contribution, a short telling of value to the overall product and the epic. This is regardless of the order of implementation. Doesn't matter when you pull things in. They should always be showing value. And while some of these stories will hold higher importance than others, all of these stories are required to tell the epic that we've established and should be treated as equal parts, regardless of scoring, which I covered a little bit on the last episode, and I'm going to do a whole podcast on scoring. So don't worry too much of that, but that's essentially level of effort. Okay. So let's take a deep breath. I used a lot of jargon there, threw out some buzzwords, and I know a lot of you saying, you know, what the hell is this? This is a lot. So I'm going to break this down in an example. And by doing so, I'm going to use personal goals as an example to further drive home this point. This doesn't have to be all technically savvy and jargony like a lot of the people in the Agile world think it is. And in fact, I've built this new methodology around Agile. It's pretty much still Agile, but I've built this in a way that it's a lot less technical and a lot easier to consume and understand. So here we are. It's sprint planning day, and we're sitting in the first day of the month, and we're ready to rock, right? Our epic for the year that we're going to use for this example is to be more financially stable, right? Great epic. Probably a lot of you have this epic. And so now we're looking to build out a solid first sprint to take on this lofty goal. So what are some stories that could put us where we want to be come the end of the year? How about manage our subscriptions? Maybe it's time to cut the cord on some of these streaming platforms, these magazines. You know, this is just a thought, right? I'm not speaking from my own existence, although I am a little bit. I do this a lot. Maybe another one would be organize our debt to see what we owe. You know, a good trick that they teach you is to sort your credit cards, what you owe, highest to lowest, and then you pay the lowest one first and you move up the ladder, right? Maybe that's what you want to do. And maybe we pull out last month's statement and see where all of our money went. Maybe you want to highlight the charges based on whether, you know, maybe this was a fun activity. Maybe this is our bills. These are your needs and utilities. And this is mortgage or this is rent. And this was food. This was groceries. This was eating out, right? And then maybe we'll round off our sprint with save $100, right? And so those, again, we're going to break that down. Those, again, are four. We have four of them. And they are manage our subscriptions, organize and understand debt, audit last month's spend, save $100. We've shortened those, condensed them into short stories right there that we can write down. And so these become our stories. Right? These become our short stories, these things that we just told ourselves. And that's what we're going to be attacking this sprint. So now we're ready to take daily action on these, right? And so before we take this daily action, these user stories should be transformed into a physical form to remind yourself. This can be done a few different ways. You could use index cards. I prefer sticky notes. Or a software program such as Trello or Jira or Microsoft Planner, if you're using Microsoft. And you write these titles above a brief description. You don't necessarily need the brief description, but you need to write these down. And they need to serve as a reminder of its value to your epic or as a motto over the next 2 to 3 weeks. So you write these down on your sticky notes. Maybe you color code them if you have multiple epics. I've seen people do that, but you hang them somewhere, right? And so this process of writing them down, it emphasizes the importance of these user stories, and it's going to encourage direct mental manipulation here. You're going to see it, you're going to think it, you're going to do it. And to increase your reminder of these cards, this is important, interact with them and be reminded of them daily by physically moving these around, these story cards, through a pipeline or through their status. Okay, so let's break that down. Now, you might be thinking, I don't know, status, pipeline, what are you talking about? So you might be chasing your personal goals and the movement of these cards from a traditional pipeline in business, which would be not started, to in progress, to peer review, to QA, to complete. That might not make any sense to you, right? That's not applicable to your goals. You're not going to be doing any sort of quality assurance on your Peloton ride. You're not going to be doing any peer review on your organizing and understanding your debt. Maybe you are. Maybe you do have to peer review that with an accountant or CPA or something like that. But establish your pipeline or how you're going to move it, because that's how you define whether it's done or not. So regardless if you had the traditional not started, in progress, peer review, QA, complete, define your own, whatever it is. How are you moving these along and physically move them? And then I do believe that you should still write these down on a sticky note, regardless of pipeline or not, and then hang them somewhere on a computer monitor, whiteboard in your office, your mirror, to remind you of these stories that make up your sprint and ultimately your epic journeys. And so then when you complete one, if you don't have a pipeline at all, who cares? When you complete one, take it down and move it somewhere else. Move it somewhere away from the mirror, away from your whiteboard, computer, whatever. Put it somewhere so that when you get to your ceremonies, those retrospectives, et cetera, you can review and reflect on them. And so now I'm going to introduce you to two ways of going about these stories through something I developed called bricks. So bricks are your five mission critical tasks to win the day. And I'll go over and break that down a little bit more in another episode. But all of these daily tasks should play off your stories. So you should do two things. First, you should take a quick look at your stories in the morning or at night before bed. That's why I like the mirror or near your computer or whatever, so you can be reminded of them, what you need to do today. And then you need to set yourself your bricks. Say, okay, now that I've seen these, what do I need to do today? What do I need? Okay, I can take this one. I can take that one. And you don't have to do all of these stories every day. Pick a few, right? Set your bricks, set your five. Say, okay, all right, organize and understand debt. Let's create an Excel sheet. Audit last month's spend. Let's print out the bank statement. Save $100. You know, I'm going to put a dollar aside today. Whatever it is, right? Write out your five tasks and go for it. But those two things that you need to do, the two ways of doing this, right, is one, you can set your five bricks based on these stories. Two, you can try to do each of the stories a little bit at a time. I don't really like doing it that way. You can do it that way. I prefer five mission critical tasks towards these four sprints or four stories. But I have seen people who are like, all right, one, two, three, four. These are the four things that I'm going to do today. I'm going to do a little bit of each of these four, and then I can add in one of my choice. Whatever way you want to do it is fine. But those are the ways that you're going to attack these stories. And so those are stories. That's it. Now you can go channel your inner, Edgar Allan Poe and write some pretty badass short stories for yourself and keep tackling those epics. So guys, I hope you got a lot out of this. Try this, buy some sticky notes, get them in different colors, and go tackle those epics. Till next time, guys. Sweet. Thanks for checking out another episode of the Innovare Podcast. You can listen to all episodes at InnovarePodcast.com, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever your podcasts are found. If you enjoy watching podcasts, check us out on YouTube for a visual behind-the-scenes look at all Innovare Podcast episodes. We have recently released a community of entrepreneurs. Find us on Facebook at Innovare Mindset. That's Innovare Mindset, to join the private group of entrepreneurs changing the world. Until next time, guys. See ya.